Oh, boy. Well, I think it's been a pretty turbulent time for, you know, not just the city of Calgary, I think society in general over the last 5 years. But when I moved here in 2019, I think we were facing some economic challenges around oil and gas prices and this type of thing. And we moved into 2020. And of course, everybody will remember the pandemic hit at that time. And then, you know, we dealt with, you know, a range of different health restrictions and, you know, anti-vaccine sort of sentiment and restrictions to businesses opening and closing. And so we kind of went through 20 and 21 with a lot of that. We had the murder of George Floyd in 2020, which sparked a social justice movement there as well that we saw. And then a bit of recovery, and I think in 2022, but lots of uncertainty around what that was going to look like. And then I guess in 2023, we saw some, you know, some spikes in violent crime. We saw inflation start to creep in with respect to supply chain issues and this type of thing. Even changes in our work, people starting to work from home and that sort of thing. Yeah, so lots of, I think probably, you know, more recently, we've seen, you know, drops in property crime. We've seen an increase in mental health issues in the community. Frontline services have been pretty stretched, regardless of if it's police or frontline healthcare, frontline education, that type of thing. And lots of probably misinformation and disinformation, like online. So probably lots of that to deal with as well. So really, it's been a very turbulent last 5 years for everybody, and we've certainly felt it in policing.
You were the chief of police in Camrose before taking this position in Calgary. What was the comparisons, I guess, between working in that smaller community of Camrose compared to the demands of a major market like Calgary?
Yeah, so it's funny. There's similarities and differences as well. I would say that the issues that you face in policing from a public safety perspective and internally from, you know, a policing culture and human resources perspective are very similar. Doesn't matter if it's Camrose or Calgary or anywhere in between. Probably just the scope and scale is what is different. So it really comes down to kind of volume. When I think about the city of Calgary, like there's, you know, we've got, you know, lots of officers out all over a very broad city with a population of 1.4 million. 24/7, 365, the organization never shuts off. So there's a lot happening, obviously. You know, Camrose was a less political environment, I would say. You don't, you know, as it's not a major market in terms of activist communities and media market and that type of thing. So people were familiar with one another. So I saw a lot of cooperation around working together kind of in the best interests of the community. But it was really good preparation, I can tell you, like working in an environment like Camrose there where, you know, everybody's familiar with one another, very connected to the community, very connected to your employees. Ultimately, it's a very personal environment and makes you feel very connected and accountable. And so I was able to actually take some of that and translate it here to Calgary. So that was actually really good.
You know, approaching the new year, as many people reflect on 2024, I'm sure CPS will do the same thing. So after reflecting on 2024, I guess the next month and a bit as well, what are a couple of your top priorities for Calgary in 2025?
Yeah, we definitely do reflect at year end. And for starters, I don't know how the year went by so quickly, but as we look to 2025, which is just weeks away, public safety is a big issue. Public safety concerns is sort of, you know, our reason for existence. So I think of gun violence in the city. We've made some real strides this year in terms of a reduction in the number of shootings. I think as of today, we had, you know, 69, which is 69 too many. But in a big city, we'll have some, right? But that compares to 100 last year in 2023 and 127 the year before. So like I say, we've made some real strides there. So we'll continue to push that. I think safe public spaces. We've heard from Calgarians that they don't feel safe even still, you know, on transit and the downtown and in public spaces. So obviously we've got more work to do there. And you probably also heard that we are hosting the G7 summit in 2025. The summit itself will be hosted in Kananaskis, but Calgary will be the host city for, you know, arrivals and departures. And there'll be thousands of people coming to Calgary for the meeting of the world leaders. So that'll be something. And then when I look internally, we continue to work on the service in terms of HR modernization, you know, a respectful and inclusive workforce, supporting our people. Our people have been through a lot, so we want to make sure that we're supporting them and doing the important work that they do. And then driving some efficiencies in terms of how we're responding to calls for service, how we're dealing with people in crisis in Calgary, and also just increasing our levels of customer service as we move. Want to make sure that we're, you know, adding value and giving good service to Calgarians.
And how would you rate CPS's overall relationship, not only with the citizens of Calgary, but also, you know, Calgary's nestled in Treaty 7. So how do you maintain those relationships and rate that relationship with Calgary citizens?
Historically, CPS has had very, very strong relationships with its community. And frankly, you know, like generations of Calgary police officers worked very hard on that. It's been part of our DNA. Obviously, we recognize that recent events have strained the relationship with the community, and we've seen this. We're seeing the, looking at some of our survey, probably the most pressures or the most concerns are with the relations community. But focusing on the relationship with the Indigenous community here in Treaty 7, you know, we've been working on that relationship since, you know, the 1970s, over 40 years. A key part of our connection, in order to honor our commitment to truth and reconciliation, we increased the size of the team to 7, which includes 3 sworn members and 4 civilian members who work with the Indigenous community on all kinds of initiatives. That team's built really strong relationships here in Calgary with the community. That includes personal relationships with elders and knowledge keepers, and partnering with Indigenous organizations here in Calgary on all kinds of initiatives. So we continue to do that, and I would rate the relationship as being quite good. But as you know, there's also been challenges from time to time as well. And I think that's typical of relationships, right? You know, you take some good steps forward, and then sometimes you have steps backward as well, but you learn from that. And because it's a relationship and one you want to be in, you keep moving forward.
Exactly. And we're going to play a little bit of a game. If resources weren't an issue, even though we all know resources are crucial in how we see economic strides, whatever, if they weren't an issue, where do you see the greatest opportunity for growth within the Calgary Police Department?
Oh, there's a couple, actually. I think if resources weren't an issue, I think we would probably invest in the cyber crime and the online space. If you think about everything that's happening these days with, you know, cryptocurrency, the dark web, the movement of guns and drugs and human trafficking and stuff on the internet, ransomware attacks, that type of thing, frauds and scams of all kinds. There's a lot that could be done there. And even if you think online, like combating misinformation and disinformation and correcting some of that that you see, I think there's lots of opportunity there. But the other thing I would look at as well, if I could, would be youth programs. And I think that there's lots of young people in Calgary and lots from diverse communities. And so when you think about, you know, our school resource officers and our youth programs that we have here in Calgary, YouthLink is another one. And opportunities to support young people, to prevent crime, to educate, and to basically, you know, when people get in issues that maybe aren't too serious, diversion programs and programs like restorative justice, I think, hold a lot of promise. And those are places that I would invest if resources weren't an issue at all.
And my last question for you, it's simple, but it's also pretty difficult to kind of wrap your head around. What keeps you awake at night?
Well, there's probably lots of things, but I think broadly one of the things that keeps probably all police chiefs awake at night is public safety issues. It feels like there's always something surging. I mentioned that we're making progress in various areas, but it seems like there's always something. So, you know, I just think right now of like carjackings. You know, in past, you know, you could steal vehicles, the older type vehicles, with a screwdriver. And nowadays I see an increase in things like carjackings where the newer vehicles have better technology. And so people who are stealing vehicles are now, you know, basically separating drivers from their cars, which is a very, very different experience, I think. I think of organized retail crime. You know, we've seen situations where people go into malls with hammers and they're smashing the glass out of the Apple stores and stuff like that, and the impact that that has on people. You know, thinking about looking down south with the U.S. election and President Trump taking over, and thinking about potential border integrity and how many people might actually cross the border from the U.S. to the north into Canada here. And if that happens in Alberta, you know, Calgary is the first major city that people would come to. So the impacts of things like that. I think there's just a lot to look at all the time and for a police chief. So public safety issues for sure keep me awake. The other side of that, I suppose, is the staffing levels and the capacity of the organization to respond. So I just think of our people. We are not an organization that, you know, sells anything or makes things or whatever. We deliver really important services to people, in this case, Calgarians, and we do it through people, and the people that we do it through are our employees. And so, you know, looking at making sure that they're equipped and they're supported to do the work that they're doing so we can keep on doing that. Those are the things that keep me up at night.
And my last question for you, it wasn't on this list, but I just want to see if you have a message for Calgarians as we wrap up 2024, maybe a broad message from Calgary Police as a whole heading into the new year.
Yeah, for sure. A message from the Calgary Police Service to Calgarians would be, just on behalf of all of us, thank you so much for your support. We do feel very much supported by the community here in Calgary. We live in a great city. We serve a great community, and it's a pleasure to do it. It's been a very, very evolving environment over the last few years. But the one thing that hasn't changed is Calgarians' support for the police service and the police service's commitment to keeping Calgarians safe. So happy holidays to everybody.